Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. Jesus now revealing that he wants us to, in a sense, consume him so that we can have life, but also that we can have the gift of eternal life. Part of this mystery that we celebrate today. The Feast of Corpus Christi, ironically, goes back almost 8 or 9 centuries. So it was instituted into the Eucharist as a way to celebrate and again maybe revisit really what Jesus gave the apostles and the church on Holy Thursday night at the Last Supper. It became part of our tradition to celebrate it again, going all the way back to the 13th century around 1264, that was named an official feast and celebrated in liturgy by Pope Urban IV. Again, just emphasizing this treasure that is infinite, incomprehensible, and yet one that somehow is a gift of God, a gift of Christ. You know, when we think about the words of God also, we know that they somehow give us a certain mindset and a perspective to view these mysteries of God. So in the first reading today, it is Moses that speaks to the Israelites right before they enter the Promised Land, before they cross the Jordan River. And Moses knew that his life was coming to an end, so he again was just encouraging the people. You know, remember the Lord your God. Remember the great deeds that he has shown and revealed to you. And most of all, the way he took care of you. When there was hunger, he gave you manna. When there was a thirst, he gave living water from the rock. And then, most of all, he gave the covenant. And to know that these gifts are not only reminders of who God is, but God inviting the people to understand the gift of covenant and how God wants them and desired that they would be in relationship with him, the source of life, the source of love, the source of joy and hope. And most of all, it is God who then revealed himself not only with a sense of care, but really a God of self-giving, that he gave us life and then continually wants to sustain it. And thus he gave us the gift of the Eucharist through Jesus, his Son. Now, when we think about the Eucharist also being, we might say, holy food, a sacred meal, we all know a sense of what it means to eat and then to know what it is like to be hungry. Now, for some reason, yesterday I was praying and I just thought, wouldn't it be interesting to know this? Because it connects to the opportunities we have to somehow eat. Has anybody ever Googled and thought about how many restaurants are in the city of Omaha? You want to take a guess? It's anywhere from 600 to 1,000 restaurants that we have a chance to eat, have different tastes fulfilled, or experience different cultures, and truly share in the goodness of God's sustenance, huh? Through food. But to think of in a special way today, as we come at every Mass to celebrate these sacred mysteries, that Christ wants to fulfill this hunger that is more than just physical, it's spiritual. And then to continue to build upon this gift of love and intimacy that God wants to have with us, because he created us for something good, destined us for the gift of eternal life. And so we pray today and reflect upon this mystery of Jesus as one who gives himself and declares his identity as we listen even to the gospel today as him being the living bread. In John's gospel, actually chapter 6, it's the longest chapter almost in the entire gospels. Jesus reiterating and emphasizing himself as the living bread, meant to give food, meant to be a source of strength, and yet a mystery that is to be embraced because of the goodness of faith. And at different times when Jesus was speaking about himself being the living bread, some of the Jews and people walked away from him. And at one time, even Jesus, in different aspects of the gospel, would ask the disciples, "Do you also want to leave?" And Peter becomes one of the models for us. He said, "Lord, I have come to believe in your words and know that you are the bread of life." and that you are the one who reveals to us the living truths of mystery and of faith. And so who else should we go to? And so we get a certain maybe indication that as Jesus revealed himself and taught and was with his disciples, that somehow after a while they got it. And maybe not fully comprehended it, but they received the gift of Jesus and they passed this gift on. St. Paul talks about that in the second reading today. It's one of the oldest versions where he, in a sense, on Holy Thursday describes the Eucharist and then also talks about it today, saying communion is a bond that we share that nurtures a sense of friendship, connection with others who believe, and with a purpose that we become the body of Christ, a living community resembling Christ who gives life to the world. Another way to think about the Eucharist on this weekend especially is to know that every time we come to Mass that we hear those words of consecration and we believe as Catholics that the elements of bread and wine become the true presence of Christ, soul and divinity, God empowering himself into these elements that they may become transformed. And then they become this holy food for us as pilgrims on the journey. In contrast to this, I was remembering years ago, after my first semester in the seminary, I came home and I was talking with my pastor at that time about the food in the seminary and kind of comparing stories. And he said, well, here's my version of what would happen on Fridays. He said, you'd go to the cafeteria and you didn't know quite what you were going to eat because it was all the things left over from the week tossed in the stew, and it was called mystery stew. And you didn't know what it was, but somehow if you were courageous enough to eat it, there was sustenance and you lived. The Eucharist is truly far greater than that. But it is a mystery that somehow invites us to not only know that God cares about us and wants us to have life, but also that he wants us to have a sense of grace and gratitude for the gift and sacrifice, because it connects us also to the cross. Jesus pouring out his life that we can gain life. And thus he's the living bread that nurtures the gift of our faith, that it may be alive and that we can journey with commitment and awareness of God's covenantal love. The last way to think about the Eucharist is sometimes it is people who are not Catholic who have this curiosity and desire to say, there's something about the Catholic Church and the Eucharist that I'm still dumbfounded, and yet there's maybe a certain kind of longing within me, and that might cause them to embrace the faith, become Catholic. There was one person who said, nothing surprised me more than the Church's teaching on the real presence of Christ as he became a Catholic and converted and received the Eucharist. He said, raised in a different denomination where taking communion was considered just a symbolic gesture. He says, I slowly came to understand and relish it as something more important happening at Mass. It wasn't just a sign, it was a relationship, and it was a gift. It wasn't just a story, it was a promise of God's love. And then it wasn't a moment of prayer, it was a way to live, because we become transformed by what we receive. And thus, we come together as God's people to share in this gift that can help us live and be Christ and then have hopes of embracing eternal glory with God the Father in heaven along with all who have gone before us. So let us praise God and let us be mindful even as we come forward and receive the Eucharist that our simple word of amen may be one that reminds us of commitment and awareness as we acknowledge the gift that is given for us, the bread of life, that we may have life and be raised up to eternal joy. Let us praise the Lord and let us know that he's with us as we receive these sacred gifts.